This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. During the first hour, we'll be performing the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show with Ken O'Neill. And at the top of the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Carl Nadolski to talk about using berberine for both athletic performance and health. Before we get started, I have to mention that AgeForce has a new allergy patch for those of you who suffer from seasonal allergy. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the banner ad, and use the coupon code SHRALLERGY to save 40% off this patch, which has a money-back guarantee. If it doesn't work for you, they'll give you your money back. So how do you like that one? It's funny about life and its synchronicity. Things happen, you talk about things, and there's kind of a condensation of the process that occurs. One of the things that I've been thinking a lot about, something we've talked about on this show in the past, is the importance of consistency. Whatever you do, do it consistently. Otherwise, you don't know if it is working or it's not working. And Ken O'Neill, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Carl.
You, almost like you were reading my mind, said, let's do a 30-day challenge, a mindfulness challenge. Let's get people into the groove here. And I was like, oh, my God, here we are. We're going to apply consistency into this concept so that people can see results. It's brilliant.
Yeah. You know, we've heard this word tantra all the time and think it means sex. It's actually Sanskrit for continuity. And one of the things that we want in life, whether it's working out with weights or doing mindfulness, is continuity so that our days start to connect and build something.
So where do you want to start, Ken? You have some backstory you want to tell first before we move forward with the 30-day challenge?
The context of this is, going back to my roots, is a Zen koan, one of those questions that's a riddle that doesn't have an answer. You have to find the answer. And in this one, it's pretty obvious. If you want to know the taste of water, drink it.
Yeah. Right.
And we've spent, between the last two shows and the one we did in December, probably 4 hours in and out of mindfulness and kindred topics. And it occurred to me the best thing to do is to do it.
Yeah.
And to set it up as a challenge that is a little unique. Most people that are going to teach mindfulness will start you out doing 10 or 20 minutes a day. And I think most of the listeners of this program are used to doing power work, strength work.
Right.
Where you do shorter bouts and you may do multiple sets. And you begin to see hypertrophy. You begin to see growth.
If you're patient enough and you're consistent enough.
Well, you have to be consistent, and you have to be patient, and you have to do it regularly. And to that end, you might even want to keep a training diary or something that records the time that you do it. What I'm going to recommend is that people shoot for 3 sets a day. And the sets are going to be 5 minutes, not 20, not 10, but 5, because the nature of the practice is very challenging, yet seems very simple, maybe too simple. And we're going to add to it each week. Just as when you're starting out as a newbie in the gym, you may first week break in, just do 1 set, and the second week, 2 sets, and the third week, 3, and the fourth week, 4. What we're going to do instead is each day, 3 sets, shoot for 3 sets. If you can do more, fine, but don't overtrain, of one particular mental movement. The second week, we're going to add a second kind. First week, we're going to do just sitting. Second week, we're going to do moving. third week, we're going to do standing. Hmm. And the fourth week, the really hard one, is doing it laying down without falling asleep.
Yeah, and that's one that I've never been able to conquer, even from my years of transcendental meditation. But also, it's harder to do it laying down. There's something about the floating of the head on the neck, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That almost helps to create the trance-like state that you get into.
Right. And I'm glad you used that word, because many forms of meditation or aren't mindfulness, they're trance. These in Indian language, in Bhagavad Gita, it uses the expression samyaktendriya, where the senses withdrawn from the world. We're not withdrawing the senses from the world. We're keeping our mind focused on doing sets and reps, just like you would with a barbell.
Okay, I like that.
And so when you've done, you know, 3 weeks cumulative of standing, sitting, walking, you're going to move into lying down, presumably with that skill set well established. You know,
you know what I really like about this, right? So many of us who have experimented with or have been disciplined in meditation, we have been taught by those who have taught us meditation that, you know, you sit a certain way, you fall into a groove, that way you get into your quote unquote trance faster. But that limits your access quite often to the opportunities to meditate, or in this case, be mindful. But I love that you're doing it in several different ways that we find ourselves throughout the day. So there's no excuse for mindfulness. Once you've achieved this, you could be mindful while you're walking the dog, while you're at work, sitting in your chair, before you go to sleep or take a nap. I mean, I like this. I like this because it allows people to be able to execute what they're going to learn regardless of their environment or their situation.
That's the standard. It's integrative.
I love it.
It's not dissociative. You know, we have a culture of dissociative disorders like ADD and ADHD and bipolar and all that stuff, where people can't keep their mind and their focus together. And it seems to me that part of the job of dealing with stress and dealing with everything else is learning to focus and emerge as an individual that's in charge.
Okay. Now, you're going to actually take me through the challenge so people can kind of sit through it with us, because the idea is to make this as easy for everyone to understand and execute. But here's the deal. We've created a thread over at the Superhuman Radio Forum. If you go to superhumanradio.com, at the very, very top of the page, you'll see a button that says Forum. Aaron Doherty over at Anabolic Minds hosts the Superhuman Radio Forum for us, because we don't have the resources or manpower to manage our own forum. So I'm indebted to him for this. There is a thread that I just started moments ago. And the title is Transevolutionary Radio, :30-Day Mindfulness Challenge. This is going to be a clearinghouse for questions, comments, insights, for those of you who want to take this seriously. And I'm going to say something. The journey of becoming superhuman is expanding all of the attributes of being human. And one of the attributes of being human is not to allow the mind to run itself, but to run the mind. The mistake that most people make is they just let their mind do what they want it to do. But one of our gifts is that we have the ability to influence thought, control thought, redirect thought, utilize thought, so that our outcome is different.
It's epigenetic.
Yeah.
And what goes with that as a newbie can be frustration. What we're going to learn to do is so simple you're not going to believe it. So the tendency is when your mind gets taken away and you realize it's been taken away and you've got to come back, you can feel kind of foolish or other emotions. And that's part of the reason for the forum, is that we begin to connect with how seemingly easy yet difficult the task is. That's the ground that we're working from. So rather than denying it, the appropriate gesture is to embrace it as our current condition.
I like that.
Just like somebody with type 2 diabetes, they can't deny it, they've got to embrace it. It's not a sickness, it's who I am right now, and I'm going to heal it.
Well, I think of the Eastern martial arts form, Aikido.
Yeah.
Which you take the energy that is being applied against you and you use it to redirect your enemy or the threat. And so you're not pushing back. You're coming with and allowing that energy to take the direction it wants to take, but you're guiding it, if you will.
Yeah.
So I like that.
Exactly.
I like it a lot. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, unless you want to mention something else before we go into the break.
Let's do the break.
Okay, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to take you on a journey. I'm going to go, you're going to watch me, and you're going to learn. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show with Ken O'Neill. We'll be right back.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio and feel your brain getting stronger by the minute. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD. And neither should you. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
We're talking with Ken O'Neill today. This is the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show, Trans Evolutionary Radio Show. The bottom line is we want to expand the human experience beyond just the mundane, robotic, day-to-day life that most people live. In order to do that, mindfulness, self-awareness, these are all things that must be practiced. Just like training your muscles, you must train your mind. And so Ken is going to endow us with the steps for the 30-day challenge. I hope that the majority of you listening to this show will at least give it a try. I promise. Even if you give it a half-hearted try, you will come out better than not trying at all. Where do we start, Ken?
Where we start is as simple as this. We're going to use, I prefer a chair, a firm chair favorably, not one you're going to lean back in, one that you're going to be able to sit comfortably and erect with. Your head would feel best if you could imagine some marionette strings coming out of the top of your head gently holding it in place, not leaning back, not leaning forward, just sort of comfortably floating in its natural position. Shoulders relaxed. And as you breathe, I want you to breathe into that place the Japanese call the ki place, the ki in Aikido. That's about 2 inches below your belly button. So that when you breathe in, you're filling your stomach, not your chest. You're filling your stomach with deep diaphragmatic breathing. Feet are on the floor, legs are uncrossed. Most comfortably, hands gently placed on your lap so that you're in an erect yet relaxed position. Now, the point of the method that we're going to do is counting your breath as it exits your body. We're going to count out breaths. So, Carl, as you breathe, are you sitting comfortably?
I am. I'm sitting comfortably. I'm sitting. My legs are uncrossed. My hands are at my side on the armrests of the chair.
That's fine.
I'm sitting erect. I am imagining that there is a rope coming out of the top of my head that's suspending my head, so my neck is not necessarily holding it. It almost brings my chin in a little bit.
Yes. And now you can have your eyes closed. You can have them open. For most beginning people, closed is a little more comfortable. Just breathe in, filling that stomach like a big bellow. Not holding it, just bringing it in comfortably and then letting it out.
Oh, yeah.
And as you're letting it out, say to yourself on the inside, one. Breathe in a second time. And as you exhale now, two. Breathing in again. With the out-breath, three. And with the next breath, return to one. What we're going to do is keep a cycle of one, two, three, counting out-breath only. And I'll let you go for it.
Now, obviously, dead air is not a good thing for radio, so I have to inject here. But I am doing this. Now, what I want to mention here is that simply by counting the out-breaths causes the mind to focus. The first thing I notice, which I'm aware of, is the awareness of the silence of my mind as I'm listening to my breathing or watching my breathing or noticing my breathing, whatever tactile sense you tend to respond to. Waiting for the exhale to finish so I can say in my mind one. And the nice thing about that is the thoughts around that are gone. There is silence in my brain while I'm doing this, as I'm focusing on this process and waiting to count one, two, three. Is that the objective of mindfulness?
That is with this. That's to keep that count going for 5 minutes.
So you have to do that for 5 minutes. Now, in transcendental meditation, we learn that if a thought creeps into our mind, oh, God, I forgot to pay that bill, you don't push it out, you don't ignore it, you don't lock onto it, you gently go back to, in that case, your mantra. So I would imagine in this case, you would just go back
You're going to go back to your counting.
Right.
And you're going to run into situations, particularly as a newbie, where depending on, we know from, I got certification a long time ago in NLP, we know that the different individuals have preferences to different kinds of in-consciousness sensory representation, which means some people are going to go off making pictures and just going through whole episodes that are video.
Right.
And other people are going to go off into auditory land, talking to themselves or hearing people talk to them and remembering conversations or upsets in their life. And still others will have a kinesthetic dimension. In other words, we get hijacked. We don't just get hijacked by the emotions that we talked about with the amygdala hijackings. We are not used to silence.
Yes.
We're used to being entertained or obsessed. So people can get more than just a little of thinking about a bill. They may go off in a daydream,
right,
a real rich one. And regardless of what you go off in, once you're aware that you've disconnected from the counting, just gently let it go and return to the counting.
Right. But 5 minutes seems like a long time to do this. I've got to believe that when you're new at it, it's got to feel like forever. Are you?
It is.
Are you watching a clock? Are you setting a timer so that you can ignore it?
Set a timer. Set the timer on your iPhone or equivalent, whatever. Something that will serve as a timer for just that 5 minutes. Now, unlike many traditional forms of mindfulness training, this is a power version because we're going for short bouts. I would prefer that you do 3 sets a day.
5 minutes. So we're talking about 15 minutes a day. Now, obviously, as we learn how to do these in motion and in other environments, it will lend itself to easier access. But for now, we're talking about sitting.
For now, we're talking about sitting where you're facing your consciousness.
Okay. Now, is there evidence that you're getting better at this? So would evidence that you're getting better at it be less intrusions into the mindfulness exercise, less excursions into random thoughts? Is that evidence of progress?
Absolute mastery. You're going to make it to that 5 minutes.
Without
missing a beat.
That's pretty impressive.
Well, it may take a while. The important thing is to take the journey.
Now, we are, as humans, results-driven. And quite often the results we look for are those that we are selfish about. I want to look better. I want to feel better. I want to be smarter. I want to be stronger. I want to be happier. I want to be famous. What will people get when they start to master mindfulness, in your humble opinion?
Well, a synonym for somebody that's awake in Sanskrit is cool.
C-O-O-L?
Yeah.
Is it really? Okay,
yeah.
Folks, you'll be cool.
Not necessarily the contemporary meeting, but it means that they're not raging with burning fires of blind passions. But that's what a person that's cool is anyway. They're on stage to riff. They're not on stage to do a show and build an ego.
So these words, clear, enlightened, focused, centered, balanced, they would all speak to the results of mindfulness training.
Yeah, so would fearless.
Fearless, I like that. I like that. And you know, here's an interesting thing. So for those of us who lift, we know that when we get into our heaviest lifts, I've talked about this on the air, I end up with a lot of noise. I call it noise. My brain is distracted. I'm freaking out. I'm worried that I'm going to hurt myself during this lift. I'm worried that something's going to go awry. I feel the pressure of the weight on me. The noise level in my brain goes up. As you learn to control your mind, the noise level in your brain during events that normally produce great anxiety and fear are easier to manage, which means that translates to your ability to execute hard tasks with greater ease and predictability. Would you agree with that statement?
I'd go even further with it. That genius article of Brad Schoenfeld's, The Mechanisms of Hypertrophy.
Right.
Distinguishes between mechanical stress that you've just described with an optimal lift versus sarcoplasmic or metabolic stress where you're doing, you know, all sorts of stuff that results in hypoxia or vascular occlusion which burns like heck.
Right.
Or drop sets. All that kind of training that a bodybuilder does for pump, for burn, we shut down on that too because it hurts.
Right.
We find excuses, and the efficacy of this training is that, you know, you're breaking through the wall just like a marathoner does.
I love this. This is really, you know, a lot of people don't pay enough attention to this, but I you know, early on when we first did one of our first shows, we talked about a baby. You said, well, a baby spends a lot of time in theta, right?
Yep.
And theta is very, very, very deeply relaxing. And I've always said the reason a baby's mind is empty is because it doesn't have vocabulary yet. And I still really do believe that. I believe that with vocabulary comes assignment of symbolism, comes assignment of worry, comes assignment. And now the brain, like a cat with a ball of yarn, has something to play with. It has vocabulary. It can assemble thoughts like long strings of peptide amino acids. But learning to shut that off and getting back into that zone that we spent so much time in as infants is really, really, really important for your health, for your longevity, for your athletic performance. You look at the greatest athletes in the world, and right before the race that will define their future forever, you can see they're calm, they're confident. That's not because they know they can do the work. It's because they also can control their brains. They don't let their brains evoke emotions that are counter to the goal.
Exactly.
It's amazing. And so if you're not working on these types of things, regardless of whether you are just an average person who listens to the show because you want to exercise once in a while, or you are the extreme case of athlete and everything in between, you are not giving yourself an opportunity to truly experience the best version of your life that you can. Am I exaggerating, Ken?
No. And frankly, this is a gateway to discovering who you really are. And I don't mean anything mysterious about it, but there will come a point where you will begin to see, experience what happens between thoughts, what connects one thought to another that's very deep in the subconscious. You pursue this stuff long enough, you're drilling down into strata of the mind that psychotherapy doesn't know anything about.
Yeah.
That liberates the potential. As far as fear is concerned, as far as cool is concerned, that's what stress is all about. And stress is our biggest killer. Stress and the pressure to conform.
It could be said that all the discussions we have about being mismatched for our environment equal stress. And not the kind of good stress that has a hormetic effect. The kind of bad stress that is chronically shortening telomeres and causing shortening of lives. And also, from an extrinsic standpoint, ruining your ability to even enjoy your life. Forget about the fact that you're
Yeah. It's basically releasing a host of catabolic hormones.
And I'll tell you something
Corticosteroids are catabolic.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they cause people to lose muscle and bloat.
And get fat.
But, you know, the other thing to consider is that the ability to control your mind will have a profound effect on every area of your life. So do not discount, a lot of people think about this, oh, this is like metaphysical stuff. This is real. This is definitely real. There's lots of scientific evidence out there to prove that this is real.
When Frank Zane's last book, Symmetry, was reviewed in one of the muscle mags, the book is two parts. Maybe the first 45% is his training over the last 50 years. The second part is on character development with the Gurdjieff work and Uspensky and Zen and various things. The editor that reviewed it said the second half of the book is philosophy. The second half of the book is not philosophy. It's a journey into consciousness, how he evolved from being a young bodybuilder doing bodybuilding as many people do as character armoring. It's like putting armor on the emotions to appear to be something. Am I making sense?
Yes, absolutely. It's like wearing clothing.
And his journey was one of removing that emotional armor to become the person that he is.
And I'll tell you something else. The most successful people in the world understand this. Whether or not they talk about it openly, whether or not they have had true academic-like training in this area, or whether it's something that a parent passed down to them, the most successful people in the world understand that controlling your mind and your thoughts leads to greater success in all areas.
And there's another attribute, humor.
Really?
Humor comes about. Well, yeah, humus means of the soil. When we become genuinely humble, we're part of the planet. We're part of humanity.
We're also
and
part of...
And our sense of humor about ourselves comes alive with it too.
Well, and some people like to say, well, they have so and so has thick skin.
Yeah,
this is what it is, because the things that are important to the average mindless person in this world are not important to you any longer because you understand more truths about yourself. We have to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about the 30-day challenge a little bit. So this is basically it, right?
This is it. Let's come back to the Paleolithic prescription.
Okay, and then we come back. So stay tuned. You're listening to Trans Evolutionary Radio with Ken O'Neill. His website is transevolutionaryfitness.com. You can learn more by going there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The government doesn't always have your health in its best interest. Luckily, we have Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
We'll be right back.
Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor-formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs, blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat-soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back, welcome back. So just to summarize, the 30-day challenge is this. Spend 5 minutes, three times a day, sitting quietly, as Ken detailed at the beginning of the show, and if you didn't hear it, if you're tuning in late, get the podcast, and counting your breathing on the out-breath, on the exhale.
To gain mindfulness strength.
Right. So listen to that and do it for 30 days. Commit to do it for 30 days. We have a forum set up. If you go to superhumanradio.com and click the forum link and look for the Trans-Evolutionary Radio 30-day mindfulness challenge. You can post your questions and comments there, and we will follow up with you. Did we miss anything?
I think we got it.
And then watch your life start changing. And don't take it for granted. Don't go, you know, things have been really good in my life, and not attribute it to what you're doing. So there you go.
And tune in each week, because we're going to add more each week.
Yes, we're going to have, so you'll be able to do this at different points in the day, regardless of where you are and what you're doing. Excellent, excellent.
Entirely
excellent.
Portable.
Okay, so the origins, back to the origins of the paleo prescription. I guess you're talking about Boyd Eaton, who's been a guest on the show. And
has he?
Yeah, great guy. Really nice guy.
I spent a week with Mel Konner at the Fetzer Institute in 1998. I had no idea who he was. We rode from the airport in Kalamazoo and rode back together with some people from University of Arizona. We were at a week-long conference on essentially how do you develop a manager's override switch for the amygdala to control stress. And he told us about drawing blood in rituals and drawing blood from shaman and so on. Connor and his late wife, Marjorie Shostak, the other co-author of the book, were world-class Harvard anthropologists doing work amongst the, I don't know how to pronounce it, exclamation point, K-U-N-G, Kalahari people.
Okay.
And they went back to Harvard and midlife. He had a sabbatical that he took and fulfilled a lifelong dream, namely of going to Harvard Medical School and becoming an MD as well. And he wrote a charming book about that, Becoming a Doctor, written from an anthropologist's perspective on the rite of passage of medical school. And then as soon as that was done, Emory recruited him to chair the Department of Anthropology, which brought him and Eaton together in their long
interest. Yeah, and that's who gave Dr. Lauren Cordain his start. Boyd Eaton was the guy who really charged.
Well, what happened is they published this book in 88.
Right.
And the book is really a visionary. It's an incredible book. Following that, Eaton and to a lesser extent Connor became the senior catalyst mentors with a younger group of writers, which in time included Lauren Cordain. And I think Cordain has a lot of the papers on his website from that.
Yeah, he does. And all free. You can
all
read
free.
Them. Yeah.
Which is good with peer review because those things are generally $40 to $80 for a three-page article.
Right.
So they did all this work, and it resulted in Cordain publishing The Paleolithic Diet, or The Paleo Diet.
Right.
If we look back to the original book, diet is a chapter. Diet is a subtext of The Paleolithic Prescription, which includes big, big section on exercise, with a lot of anthropological and archaeological justification on social development, because our paleo people are where our social skills develop, our bonding, on childhood development, and on the role of women. Paleo women weren't submissive, barefoot and pregnant, keeping them home. They were strong women.
Well, not only were they strong, but they were tasked with gathering a greater amount of calories every day than the men.
That's right.
Basically gathered, you know, we always think of hunter-gatherers. We think of these brutish men going out and feeding families that sat in a tent. Women were responsible for their caloric intake, which quite often included additional calories because they were breastfeeding, because they breastfed for, I want to say, 2 years or 3 years.
At least.
Okay, number one. Number two, they were usually also still raising a child that was weaned, so they had to gather calories for that child. And then they had to contribute to the household, too. So the reality is that women worked as hard, if not harder, than men in the area of the gathering side of the equation. Men tended to be better hunters than women, but that doesn't mean women didn't hunt. Don't misunderstand that.
No, and men were frequently hunting huge things that they had to transport meat, sometimes move whole camps to the site of what they'd slaughtered.
Right.
So the picture that emerges is more than diet. The picture we have of paleo today is, in my opinion, artificial in that from the time Lauren published that book, bloggers got involved, websites got involved, and eventually the popular paleo movement that we have today has emerged as a watered-down version of the original. It's a dietary world. It's a world that's become very commercialized with diets. It's a very confusing world because much of the standards that Cordain initially established are now up for grabs for good reasons or not. I don't know.
Right.
Certainly the guy you had on about milk a few months ago.
Oh, the lactose intolerance quandary, yeah.
Well, the evolution, the genetic adaptation,
right.
The point that he made, it's brilliant, are changing the picture. But by and large, the paleo movement we have today is a dietary movement. The physical exertion portion of it is without a standard. It's ad hoc. It advocates commercial theories of training rather than scientific ones. Mm-hmm. And all that's fine. When we go back to the original book, the notion of prescription was that they were looking at what they called the discordance hypothesis, which is as simple as saying we've got a big mismatch between our genes and our lives, and it's making us sick.
Right.
75 to 80% of the chronic illnesses that we have today are due to that mismatch. They're not inherent in the genes, as your genes are making you sick. It's the conditions we're exposing those genes to that are making us sick. Now, the view of genes they had at the time of that book 26 years ago was genetic determinism. They don't have the newer view of signaling the genes.
Right.
But that's an easy correction to make. So I wanted to address this book and renewing their vision. Their vision is very much the heart of what I call trans-evolutionary fitness, that we have those three pillars of nutrient-dense foods, appropriate activity, and then what we just did with the noetics, with the, in this case, mindfulness.
Right.
How are we doing with time?
Very good. We have 2 minutes before the next break.
Okay. The limit to the book is it was written before the genome was detected. So things have changed and gotten even better in evolutionary, biologically based exercise physiology coming out of medical schools. We know more now about the subtleties than they did then. We know now how intense activity signals DNA to do things, a cascade of things within cells that maintain and build and build larger muscles.
Do you want to take the break now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, let's take the break now, and when we come back, we'll pick up on the other end. Stay tuned. You're listening to Transevolutionary Radio. We'll be right back.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
The UK's known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips.
Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a 4-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So, let's talk about something that's really, really important. Our current sociological structure is relatively new. More importantly, if you look at our 6 million years on this planet, I'm sorry to insult those of you who are creationists, if you look at our 6 million years on this planet, you realize that if you stretch that out linearly, what we are experiencing right now is less than 1 millimeter in thickness on that scale. You point out very astutely here, we have over 100,000 generations of being hunter-gatherers. Then enter subsistence agriculture and farming, and we have about 500 generations of that. By the way, that's when everything went wrong, by the way, just so you understand this. Then we have about 10 generations.
Not as bad, though, as the Industrial Revolution.
Yes. Oh, no, I agree. But then we have 10 generations of the Industrial Revolution and 2 generations of what we currently are experiencing, which is high tech, living in a soup of RF, consuming chemicals and chemically laden foods, lack of sleep, round-the-clock messaging and connectivity that leads to disconnection of the human experience. I mean, it's no wonder that everyone's so sick today.
Exactly.
100,000 generations as hunter-gatherers. By the way, a generation is roughly 30 years, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. 100,000 generations as hunter-gatherers, 10 generations of Industrial Revolution. Unbelievable. And we're wondering why we are mismatched. We can't understand why we just can't bounce into this and make this work for us because we're so flippin' smart. We have to be smarter than nature, of course.
Well, our view of nature, unfortunately, from about the same time, from the Enlightenment in Europe, about the same time as the Industrial Revolution, is that it's a machine. You change parts.
Right.
We've devitalized it, much to our detriment. We've done that to our mind. Our mind is a machine.
Okay. You have something else excerpted here. 40,000 years, a year old human body asking what it means to be human as best as we can adjust. What are you meaning here?
Let's take medicine, one of my favorite examples. What does it mean to be human in the world of medicine? We're not going into a physician's office saying, this is a 40,000-year-old body living in the complex demands of our time and getting sick. We're not considering our genetic makeup. The point of this question is, how do I put it? In my language, and this may be abstract, we don't have an image of ourselves, an understanding of ourselves, as a human genome with a great ancestry and a great wisdom and a great capacity to be self-regulating, to be healthy, to be strong, to be vital and thriving. We've given it away to our technological view, creating a huge mismatch that the technology will fix us.
Right.
Rather than looking at our nature as being primary. And if the technology doesn't understand that, it's time to change the technology.
Right, right. This makes perfect sense. when you look at us from an evolutionary standpoint, this makes perfect sense. And I've always wondered why medicine completely ignored evolution. Because we, you know, I know I said this before one time. I think I said it on this show about the two guys getting stabbed and the one guy lives and the one guy doesn't. And then we said, well, let's examine his DNA because find out why he lived. And no, instead, don't get stabbed. You know, if it wasn't all about making money, I'm sorry to say this. I know people get turned off when you say this because it's like, oh, as soon as you start to follow the money thing. No, but if it wasn't about greed, man's ability to be greedy and the unique aspect of being human, which is cooperation as a species, people look to exploit that capacity in humans by getting people to cooperate to help make them wealthy. And so they're willing to convince you that doing things that are not in your best interest are actually in your best interest. And this is where we go awry. This is really the bottom line.
It's part of it. The Rockefeller requirement or characteristic of what a medical student should be was essentially someone with the mindset of an engineer who would follow orders and be rewarded within their aspirations for upper social mobility.
Interesting.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, yeah. And why was why would that have anything to do with social mobility at all?
Making money.
Of course.
And having authority and power and being prestigious within a community. So you're essentially playing a weak man.
If people realize that diseases such as myopia are a result of our embracing our mismatched environment, then we would be able to go, you know what? We could have children that don't need glasses if we get them outside more often and have them staring into the distance more often instead of staring at chalkboards in school, televisions at home, and books, and creating an artificial parafocalization for the crystalline lens for everything up close. And this is where myopia comes from. This has been proven. Myopia is a disease of modernity. And in current hunter-gatherer nations, less than 1% suffer from myopia. And in our technologically influenced environment, it's closer to 20% of people are myopic.
Well, certainly the people that have read the Paleolithic prescription seem to be myopic because the vision of that book wasn't to go create a diet and have conferences about diet. It was the purpose of that book was to reestablish the foundations of contemporary medicine treating contemporary disease. And it recognized that upward of 35% of our diseases today that constitute 75 to 80% of mortality are due to that mismatch.
Right.
That's 26 years ago. Do you remember that 70s film Network?
Yes, of course. I'm tired of it and I'm not taking it anymore, right? Is that the one?
That's the one.
Yeah.
Where are the paleo people hanging their heads out the window saying, I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore.
But what effect would that have? It doesn't matter. When you have people watching Dr. Oz and listening to Tracy Anderson, it's just evidence that our society, I'm sorry to say this. I don't know how to say this without being inflammatory. The majority of society is just dumb. They're unenlightened. They're unwilling to even explore anything that doesn't come from the 6 o'clock news or Dr. Oz.
Right. But I'm going to say this, and it's inflammatory too. I look upon the paleo movement as a failure of vision and leadership, because they're the inheritors of this work, this marvelous book.
Right.
And they're more concerned about eating bacon and having desserts.
And not drinking milk, by the way.
And not drinking milk.
Right.
And then when they turn it over to fitness, they basically have a new age expo of anything goes. Some of which is just ridiculous.
Right.
You know, in fact, I'm really going to go out on a limb here. The paleo people seem to have selectively attended to one-third of the scope of this book's research. This book looks upon contemporary extant hunter-gatherers, historic accounts of Native people, like Native Americans that
right.
run buffalo off cliffs and haul 20 buffalo weighing over a ton apiece up to the top of the cliff to slaughter them.
Right.
And the physical anthropology of archaeological remains of earlier humans showing they were bigger, faster, stronger, and with larger brains than us.
Right.
Instead, they've created an artificial, fabricated, fictional image of the hunter-gatherer, I think relying on modern ones. And the modern ones, I'm going to quote from the book, "The world's remaining hunter-gatherers inhabit jungle, desert, and Arctic environments far more extreme than those of our remote ancestors, which may help explain why skeletal remains of earlier humans show they were larger, more muscular, and probably healthier than today's hunter-gatherers." So they're modeling the wrong people.
Right. But could it be, okay, so could it be because they have fallen prey to the same thing that the Rockefellers influenced the medical industry? They are just looking to carve out their little fiefdom?
Could be.
And the easiest thing to carve out your fiefdom is to use things that you have control, that fit your, that applications you already have that fit into this model, and say, well, this is what you should do.
In creating a commercial theory?
Yeah.
You nailed it. That's my
take
on it. And
how is that any different than modern medicine and the big pharma intervention in modern medicine? It's no different. It is a healthier, albeit still not on the mark. It is a healthier alternative than saying, well, go ahead and get fat and let your blood sugar rise because we'll just give you metformin and we'll give you a gastric bypass surgery. And get you one of those little wheelchairs that motorizes you around for the rest of your life. It absolutely is better than that, but they are guilty of some of the same commercialization tactics.
You go back and look at my early childhood influence, live from San Francisco, Jack LaLanne.
Yeah, right, and his two shepherds.
And he had people working their butts off.
Yeah, with their kitchen tables and kitchen chairs.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what. He had them working. They were thriving. And compare that to you know, some of the stuff I've seen, like the one that I like to pick on is Grok. Or is that his name? Grok.
Grok. Grok, right?
Grok is a verb in Heinlein's book, Stranger in a Strange Land. It was a 60s classic. It's about a kid, Michael Valentine Smith, that was raised on Mars of astronauts and in zero gravity, and his whole mindset is much more natural and different than Earthlings. And he comes back to Earth, and when he doesn't understand something, he has to run it through his mind and come up with a gestalt of understanding, which he calls grokking in the fullness of time. So that was a cult classic in the 60s. By the late 60s and early 70s, grok had taken on a new meaning. It meant being stoned on LSD, psilocybin, mescaline, what have you, off in La La Land having these experiences.
Unfortunately, I have to be honest with everybody, and the audience already knows this. I was grok.
Well, I've grok too. Yeah. But I came back.
Yeah.
You know, those substances can have tremendous liberating value, or they can have tremendous entrapment value.
Yeah, yeah.
And it depends on what a person does with their life. And I find it really interesting that the icon for primitive man is called Grok.
Yeah,
in this
funny.
Case. But, you know, Grok tells me more about Sisson's background and love of endurance sports.
Mm-hmm.
When Cordain wrote Paleo Diet for Athletes, it's Paleo Diet for Endurance Athletes. He co-authored it with a world-class cyclist. And you know, there's evidence of some paleoists being endurance athletes, but the physical record isn't one of endurance athletes. It's one of people that probably look like powerlifters.
Right, because they were pushing heavy things, lifting heavy things. And granted, they walked long distances each day. They did. We know this for a fact. But they didn't run all day long, hours and hours on end. They walked, they rested, they walked some more, they rested, and they worked very hard. They toiled, they lifted, they built, they carried. They did a lot of the things that Dan John talks about, pick up a boulder and walk with it.
The book concludes, I was so happy to see it, because America's pioneering paleo physician that was doing paleo in clinical practice 5 or 6 years before his buddy Cordain published the book, is a friend of mine here, Dr. Lane Sebring. 4 years ago, neither one of us had read the Paleolithic prescription and on our own decided that the ideal paleo representation would be a decathlete. of the decathlon athlete.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you look at the kind of things they do, and they're not little guys.
Right, right.
I used to work out years ago in the same gym with Bruce Jenner in San Jose, and Bruce wasn't real big for a decathlete, but he was... Didn't look like he was a.
He didn't look like he does now. Unfortunately, I have to say, he doesn't look like he looked. He doesn't look good now. But he did. He was a fantastic athlete. He wouldn't have been able to do the things that he did. We have to pull the plug on this part of the interview. We have to come back with Dr. Carl Nadolski to talk about berberine. But Dr. Nadolski is going to be on for a half hour. So what I've just worked out with Ken is he's going to sit tight, and we're going to have him come back on after Dr. Nadolski talks about the benefits of berberine. To talk more about this, we've got some other things that we didn't get a chance to cover. How's that sound?
Okay. Sounds cool.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have Dr. Carl Nadolski on with us, and then after that, we will be rejoined by Ken O'Neill. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
That's what happened to, what's his name, Rick Perry? He wanted to force everybody to get human papillomavirus vaccine in Texas, and people heard that, and they were like, okay, we're done with you, bro. You need to move on now.
He's pointing out the evildoers within our own government.
These people are crazy, these politicians. They're crazy. Dimwits. You know what we should do? When they say stuff like that, say, okay, no problem. We want to vaccinate everybody in your family first. We want to make you the test case. We'll watch what happens to you guys. If you guys survive, then we'll consider.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. Weekdays at noon.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
We're all going on a welcome back. No more working for a week or two. Fun and laughter on a people have talked about berberine, but I'm unclear about its effects and how it can be used by the athlete and by the person who's looking to be healthy. So I've asked Dr. Carl Nadolsky to join us here on the show. How are you doing, Dr. Nadolsky?
Doing all right. How are you doing?
Fantastic. To talk about this, because I know that this is an area of special interest for you. In fact, I learned about Glycosolve from my physician, Dr. Matt Andre at Andre Medical Services in Bloomington, Indiana.
And all right.
I know that physicians will sometimes explain the use of Glycosolve to their patients. So what exactly is berberine, first of all, which happens to be the main ingredient of Glycosolve?
Yeah. Well, berberine is actually from a plant alkaloid. It's been used for a long time over in Asia mostly. It was used for a long time because of the antibiotic effects of it. And over time, when they were giving it to people with, concerns of diarrhea and things like that, who also had diabetes or maybe pre-diabetes, they noticed some improved glucose measurements. So that's kind of where I think the trend started to look at it for treatment of diabetes and then other metabolic issues. We discovered it. As you know, both my brother and I were college athletes. We wrestled. He also played football in for Division I universities. And so we were very interested in taking our, you know, athletic background and then our scientific nerdy background into medical school and trying to figure out how to best help people. So obviously we focus on diet, exercise, sleep, and optimizing everything, you know, that is natural with food and all that stuff. But we have to be well aware of pharmaceuticals, nutraceuticals, supplements, and things like that that can help or harm people.
Right.
And so we're always trying to keep an eye on what was going on. And we had actually heard about berberine kind of from the underground sort of bodybuilding community anecdotally that it would help during carb loads and maybe just not so good of dinners to help with body composition. And so then we paid attention to the actual studies that were starting to be published in our medical literature on berberine. That's where we first got our interest.
What I find interesting is that I didn't know the origins of the use of berberine. I want to say the proper terminology is a biguanide. These are drugs that are usually anti-hyperglycemic drugs. They also seem to have antimicrobial, antibacterial effects as well. And there's some people out there now that are trying to hypothesize, which I don't believe, by the way. I don't think it's causative. I think it's corollary. But that there seems to be some sort of linkage between bacterial accumulation and the type 2 diabetes model, only because these drugs that seem to have hyperglycemic effects also seem to have antimicrobial, antibacterial effects as well.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting point. Now, technically speaking, I don't know if we'll call berberine a biguanide, but it is very similar, and the most classic biguanide is metformin. So not everyone, but a lot of people are familiar with metformin as the absolute first-line treatment for diabetes or maybe even pre-diabetes, and they do work similarly. So that's, so they are very similar, but they have some different side effect profiles and things like that. But working with I don't know how scientific-y everybody wants to get, but the adenosine monophosphate activated protein kinase,
right?
Enzyme, which helps, basically the bottom line is it helps liver and muscle cells and even healthy fat cells to send their little sugar trucks out and pull in the glucose to be utilized or stored.
So,
and your point with the microbiome is very interesting, and there's a lot of research going on, and there may very well be something to do with the gut microbes, as you mentioned, and there's lots of correlation, as you mentioned. We don't know if it's causation, but we know people are studying it with probiotics, prebiotics, and it may very well, berberine may have a role to play in that because it certainly does affect the microbiome.
Okay, so let's talk about the athlete for a second and berberine. So berberine, how could berberine be used, say, by a strength athlete? Or can it, is it appropriate for a strength athlete to even consider using berberine?
Well, obviously we're pretty much strength athletes. Now, it is hard to say, and I don't actually know of any evidence one way or the other. There has been some concern because of the AMPK pathway that if you were not doing the strength training, now that obviously doesn't play a role for people who are doing the strength training, that maybe it could adversely affect the muscles because it's really improving the AMPK in all the different cells. On the other hand, anecdotally, we've heard of plenty of, the strength and muscle-building athletes use it for when they eat, you know, kind of the excess caloric loads or carb loads to try to help enhance the uptake of those carbs into their muscles. So, of course, you train, and that improves your insulin sensitivity of your muscles specifically and your glucose tolerance. It improves the GLUT4 translocation. Those are little sugar trucks that come out and grab the glucose molecules and bring them into the muscle cells.
Right.
And then it's been thought that maybe berberine helps enhance that process, and that's more anecdotal evidence that I'm aware of.
Okay, so post-workout used to be the thing to take some R-ALA. It sounds like a berberine would be effective post-workout supplement to help shuttle sugar back into or glycogen back into muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's the hypothesis.
What about for the athlete that is, let's say, in contest prep and looking to get leaner? Can berberine help mitigate the fat storage of insulin postprandial?
Yeah, and that's where maybe the possibility might even be greater. At least it is potentially more evidence-based. Now, a lot of the studies are really looking at it more for, you know, glucose metabolism, lipids, and all that stuff. But every time they ever look at adiposity or fat parameters, whether it's just by calipers or weight or, waight circumference, it does always show a trend towards fat loss. So that kind of plays to both of those questions you asked. And it looks like the trend is that it seems to help, especially maybe with that carb load, maybe even the fat load, just with the glucose and lipid metabolism that perhaps less of it is going to the fat.
Okay, we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the use of berberine for health purposes. We're talking with Dr. Carl Nadolsky right now. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto is kind of like the head of the serpent.
The battle cry against Monsanto is being broadcast.
But I've said that separating government from that industry is like trying to separate Siamese twins or conjoined twins who share a heart. You have to make a decision which is going to live and which is going to die. There's no easy way to separate.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with GlycoSolve. GlycoSolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP-certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops, the name name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
I've been watching you. La 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 long. La 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 long long.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Carl Nadolski. We're talking about berberine right now. It's becoming more and more popular both for athletic performance and also to help mitigate some of the most common problems in the obesogenic model, which is insulin resistance. So it sounds to me like this is an alternative or maybe a good first line opportunity for a person who's worried that they are starting to become insulin resistant.
Yeah, potentially. Now, you know, I got to start this off by saying it is not FDA approved for treating any disease. You have to be very careful with that because it is, you know, it is a supplement slash, I'd refer to it more of as a nutraceutical because the way it's been studied, and we can mention a few studies, it is studied almost as a pharmaceutical drug. So, you know, so obviously we cannot recommend it for, any treatment to anybody who's not, you know, my patient right now in front of me. And so anyone who would like to discuss it with their physicians, should discuss it with them and, you know, refer them to the available data to consider it for certain situations that we can talk about.
Now, would it be used, before a meal in that instance as well?
That probably is the best way. So, you know, kind of going back to when I said we were in medical school paying attention to supplements and obviously learning about all the drugs, the first study that really caught our eye was in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism in 2008, which is a very well-respected endocrine journal that I'm certainly pay a lot of attention to. And they published basically a placebo-controlled trial with over 100 patients who actually had diabetes. And basically they showed that the improvements in A1C, which is a three-month marker of glucose control, along with fasting glucose and postprandial glucose and lipid parameters, all improved significantly, similar to a lot of the drugs we use. So A1C went down by about a 1% average, and then all the fasting glucose, postprandial glucose, and the lipids all improved. And then that study was followed up with more studies, especially looking at metabolic syndrome, you know, high triglycerides, low HDL type patients, and those are the ones where it's been shown to improve that lipid panel. You know, we talk about how LDL is not the end-all anymore, and
right.
we really look at non-HDL or preferably, you know, LDL particle number, ApoB, and really we can look at the pattern and know that if the triglycerides are high and the waist circumference is large and people have, you know, borderline glucose measurements, maybe their insulin is high, depends on how deep we want to look into the weeds, they're kind of a good candidate to consider discussing something like this, just like they might discuss using metformin or some other drugs we
sure.
have. But as far as in the realm of, you know, if we're going to use quote unquote alternative medicine, this truly is probably an alternative medicine. And, you know, and physicians who are familiar with it may consider, discussing it with their patients, especially if they have side effects to the FDA approved drugs that of course have lots more study behind them,
right.
study power because of the pharmaceutical industry. So that's where we first learned about it. And then, and it's been also studied in, young females with polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Really?
And as your viewers may be aware, that's very, very closely related, maybe with some slightly different genetics to metabolic syndrome. So it often, you know, they have higher cardiovascular risk. Usually they're overweight, not necessarily, but generally. They usually have insulin resistance, and we really, you know, from an endocrine standpoint, of course, not only do I want to help them with their menstrual cycles and the hair that they get, the kind of the excess androgens,
right.
Testosterone that they get, but of course I want to help decrease the risk of progressing to diabetes and their cardiovascular risk. Now, berberine has not been studied long enough to show any cardiovascular mortality data, so, you know, not many drugs have been, you know, that's like statins and, metformin a little bit.
Right.
And one other, and, you know, some of the other diabetes drugs, but it certainly, has been shown to improve all those risk factors that we've just talked about, including a little bit of that fat loss.
Mm.
And has even been studied in patients with genetic hypercholesterolemia, with or without, Zetia. I don't know if, everyone will know what that is, but that just basically just decreases the absorption of cholesterol. With numbers very similar to moderate dose statins, which is very promising for people who can't tolerate statins and other first line agents.
Now, obviously, people's success with berberine will vary because of the quality of berberine and the content.
Mm-hmm.
A leaner living produces glycosol, and glycosol has the highest amount of berberine per serving, but also one of the purest berberine in the world, correct?
Right. Yeah, we went through a painstaking process when we decided it's really the only supplement for a long time that we felt had enough evidence and was kind of up our alley, helping the type of people we wanted to help that we thought was worth developing. So we really went through a long process to make sure that our manufacturer was getting the best stuff. It was, you know, it had all the certifications, and we had the amounts that had been used in the studies, because a lot of the supplements out there, you know, they get poor quality stuff, and then they use doses that
aren't underdosed, right.
The same doses that are in the studies,
right.
You know, it's like, well, why would you do that? So that's very important to us. And of course, you know, I mean, you never know. This is something that maybe the FDA someday will, you know, look into and actually make some, put it into the category of having to be regulated.
What about dosing and timing? So if someone were using, and let's just use glycosol as an example, because you understand the quality and quantity in these capsules. If someone was going to use this product for either athletic performance and or health benefits, they take it how long mm-hmm. before a meal, and how many times a day can you take it?
Well, most of the studies that have been done, and that's again in these kind of higher risk populations, usually it's 500 milligrams three times a day. Sometimes they've been, I think there's some that used, you know, like 1,000 milligrams twice a day. Some of you only use 500 milligrams twice a day. And generally it is before meals. Now, I can tell you personally, based on some of that anecdotal evidence and the theoretical evidence, because we know how it works and we know it improves glucose disposal and lipid metabolism, when I don't often eat off of my, you know, leaner living recommended dietary pattern, but we can't be too restrictive, right? So once in a
right.
while,
gotta be social.
Go out to dinner and do a little carb loading. I definitely take it basically right before the meal. For that,
like literally when you sit down, or like 10 to 15 minutes, you want it in your already digested.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how we generally, you know, recommend it.
So 10 to 15 minutes before the meal.
Okay.
And 3 times a day, but if you're an athlete and you're eating 5 or 6 times a day, can you take it 5 or 6 times a day?
It hasn't been studied at those doses, although I think it has had, you know, some small studies up to 3 grams a day, so potentially you could. And you just have to see how you tolerate it, because it could give some people some gastrointestinal side effects. We've heard of that a few times. Not many people seem to give us that feedback. But, you know, those are always things you have to consider with any supplement or drug and kind of, you know, titrate up and see how you feel. And you do have to be aware that, like I said, it is more of a nutraceutical, so it does have some CYP metabolism in the liver, not huge amounts, but so if people are using it or any other supplement, they do need to make sure their doctors know, especially if they're using other drugs or treatments or supplements.
I'm going to throw something else out there. This is not coming from Dr. Nadolsky, obviously, but a discussion that I had many, many years ago with Dr. Scott Connolly, for those of you who mm-hmm. know who he is, for those of you who don't, you know, he started Metrex. Athletes who use androgens, especially strong androgens, tend to have a dysregulation in GLUT4. And as a result, super physiological doses and or very, very potent androgens, trenbolone, DHT derivatives, they can actually cause insulin resistance. It sounds to me that it would be a wise choice of the drug-using athlete to include berberine in their diet because it can maybe help kind of equalize that negative effect of the androgens. And I'm not asking you to opine here, okay? I want you to stay away from this. I'm saying this. It makes perfect sense to me. So that's all I'm going to put out there.
Certainly. Well, and a lot of guys, you know, they're you know, some of those guys in the off season are loading up on a lot of calories. So, you know, potentially that might be where it helps to benefit too.
Have you seen any examples of people who did not change anything about their diet except started to introduce berberine before a meal? And can you speak to the type of results that they've seen physically?
Oh, well, yeah, we've had lots of good feedback. And again, you know, the FDA, you know, make sure you say this is purely anecdotal evidence.
Yeah.
And these are just stories that we've heard.
Right, and it may not work this way for you.
Tons
right.
of feedback, yeah. A lot of people really feel like it works wonders for them. You know, maybe they didn't tolerate other things. Maybe they were pre-diabetic and they just wanted to, you know, work on stuff. Now, of course, it is hard to say when it wasn't in a placebo-controlled randomized trial because anybody who talks to us, even if they're just buying supplements, we absolutely hammer home any dietary optimization we can. So I hope that people aren't just taking it without improving their diet and exercise, and that it's a good combination of all of the above. But that's why we have the randomized trials to show that it does have the benefits that it does.
And with that being the case, if someone were to start using a berberine supplement like glycosol, for instance, and obviously there's other places for them to get berberine, but this is a really, really high-quality, high-potency product, mm-hmm. how long, in your estimation, does it take for them to start to notice whatever changes they are, whether they respond better to high carb meals or they're starting to see differences in their physique?
Well, I think the physique thing might be harder, especially for those of us who try to maintain a pretty lean physique. Because, you know, I don't in myself just with doing many things, I often don't notice some little things in myself. But I can tell you our anecdotal stories from patients. Or just people who have tried it, kind of clientele, have noticed changes in their glucose, as soon as a week of using it.
Wow.
And then we have heard, you know, I want to say, you know, maybe after a month or so, some of the people say they start to notice some fat loss. People who have a little bit more to notice, anecdotally, we've heard that they start to notice it after a few weeks. But the people who are checking their glucose often will notice after a week. Now, not everyone responds to every drug that well. So we've had a couple people say, it, you know, it takes a little bit longer. And,
right.
And very few people say it didn't seem to work for them. But most people, it seems like the majority of our anecdotal evidence feedback is after about a week, they can notice changes in their glucose.
And obviously, like all things, consistency is the key here. You can't just take it one day,
absolutely.
Not take it 3 days, and then expect to see anything.
Yep.
If you go to superhumanradio.com and look on the Carl Recommends panel on the right-hand side, you'll see a link to Leaner Living's page. And if you click that and then click the banner ad, you can go right to
a page where you will see Glycosolve on the left-hand side, and it's on sale right now for $18.99. So if you want to try something, yep. You know, it's your success is an accumulation of everything that you do. There's no one thing that you do that's going to make profound difference. It's the accumulation, 3% from this, 5% from that, 8% from that, 2% yep. from that. Next thing you know, you have 70% success. These are the types of tools absolutely. That you can use to achieve your goals. I want to thank you for coming on the air today, Dr. Nadolsky. I know you're in your office today and for making time to talk about this.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me. And, you know, everyone work hard and supplement appropriately and make sure you talk to your physicians about different alternatives.
There you go. Thanks a lot. All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be rejoined by Ken O'Neill to finish up the discussion that started during the first hour of the Transevolutionary Fitness Radio Show. We'll be right back.
The government may be watching us, but he's watching the government. He's Carl Lenore, only on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with Glycosolve. Glycosolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP-certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the superhuman nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics. Without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We have Ken O'Neill back with us to finish up some of the topics that we did not get to cover during the first hour of the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. So, Ken, do you want to just recap the whole paleo prescription discussion?
There's a fine point that seems to be missed. In the paleo world today, vegetarians are demonized. And this came to heart came very much to mind 3 years ago. I was at the Weider Museum dedication here in Austin and got to spend time again with a guy I've known on and off for 50 years. He's a vegetarian. His fourth Mr. Universe title was won in 1971, 5'10 and a half, 242 pounds. Vegetarian.
I don't think I have a problem with vegetarians. I have a problem with vegans.
Oh, well, I do too. But I'm talking about the paleo movement itself, looking upon vegetarianism as the fall. We need to do some readjustment there. The real problem, Bill Pearl has been a vegetarian since 1969. When I saw him 3 years ago at age 80, he was still working out from 4 to 7 every morning, 6 days a week. Didn't look yet 60. And I think the important factor here is that diet plays a role. It's not the silver bullet. It's not a substitute for medicine. It's a part of a lifestyle. And discounting or not giving due diligence to robust physical activity that's so central to our genetic signaling is a big mistake. The Paleolithic prescription has a story in it that I have to read. It's just so amazing. It's about a group of Indian runners in the Gaspeaking area of eastern Brazil. They're called log runners. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
These rudimentary horticulturists live in circular villages arranged around spoke-like plazas. The pattern resembles a giant wagon wheel. They construct track-like paths extending out of the village, sometimes 10 miles long and as wide as a country road. Along these wilderness paths, teams of relay runners, usually men 15 to 55 years of age, carry logs that weigh from 100 to 200 pounds in races that are part sport, part ritual, and part test of strength and manhood. That's 10 miles. During the role reversal ceremonies, women sometimes carry lighter versions of the logs. An ethnographer in 1930 recounted one. Four men from each team lift their own log onto the first racer's shoulders and all immediately dash off in the direction of the village. Yelling and exciting the raiders to greater efforts, the Indians bound deer-like to the right and left of the log bearer's path, leaping over tufts of grass and loose step bushes. At a distance of about 150 meters, a fellow team member runs up to the log bearer who, without stopping in his course, dexterously twists his body round so as to transfer his load to his mate's shoulders, and the race continues without the least interruption. Thus it goes on madly down the slopes of hills in the torrid sunshine of the shapeless steppe, across brooks and uphill again in the burning loose sand that unresistingly yields to the feet. Again and again, a new substitute rushes up to relieve a racer as soon as his pace begins to slacken. After a few kilometers, some races are 10 miles long, the panting runners bathe in perspiration, urge one another on with forced hoarse cries, and toward the end of the race, not a man can carry his load further than 30 meters.
That's some short distance, right?
So that there's a constant change of log bearers. On finally reaching the village, the leading team takes the nearest radio path to the central plaza where the log can be dropped and the runners can begin to recapture their breath. Those are horticulturists.
It's amazing.
Now, can you imagine how they would look compared to the normal man on the street?
Oh, my God.
Kim Hill is a evolutionary biologist, or no, anthropologist, at the University of Arizona now. As a graduate student doing his first field work with the Aceh, and the Aceh are omnivores of Peru, I think, in the Paraguay, in the late 1970s, he was a 10.2 second 100 meter up-and-coming champion in the United States. He got out with the Ache, who's daily foraging. They're not the ones characterized as working 2 days and taking 3 days off.
Right, right.
They're out there daily doing right. their hunter-gatherer. He couldn't keep up with them. So he finally organized a 50-yard dash foot race that most of the men and boys of the tribe got involved in. He placed behind the first 50%.
Wow.
In our culture, he was a champion runner. In that culture, they weren't champions until they
right,
lived.
Right.
So what I want to say here is kind of concluding with this whole paleo thing, that by underrating and underattending to the physical conditioning, we're not really addressing much of anything ancestral.
Well, and see, yesterday we did a show, and believe it or not, I can't remember what it was, but yesterday we did a show. Oh, during the first hour, we talked about the anti-aging effects on the skin from exercise. And I said during the show, one of the things that separates this show from any of the other quote-unquote fitness slash health or even slash longevity guru, website, TV shows, radio shows, whatever, is that one of the important cornerstones of the health and longevity prescription is strenuous, regular exercise and activity. You can't, I don't want to know about what the Okinawans ate. I don't want to know that about the Japanese and what they eat. That's just a small portion. If you sat on your ass all day long and ate like the Okinawans, you'd still die young.
You'd look like a sumo wrestler.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that's really that's the thing that a lot of people just don't get, because more people are interested in attracting large crowds of audience and visitors to their website. So they don't want to promote a message that the average person doesn't want to hear, right?
Well, I'm interested in standing on the shoulders of giants, for example. Trans-evolutionary fitness stands on the shoulders of the Paleolithic prescription, aimed at a grassroots, affordable revolution in self-preventative care and longevity based on our nature.
Right. Right. I love it. I love it. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got some more to talk about, and we'll also recover or wrap up the challenge as well. We want to talk about biomarkers when we come back. Is that right?
Yep. Okay. Biomarkers.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
So these people, they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know, your cholesterol is kind of high, and you fall into this group here, and under the new guidelines, we need to prescribe you a statin drug. And the person doesn't go, I don't want a statin drug. They don't even go, let me look into it, doc, before you write that prescription. They don't say anything. They go, oh, okay, and they take it.
Carl gives advice about how to talk to your doctor.
In what other area of your life do you take what someone else says that's selling you a service for gospel truth? You pull into the mechanic, and you know all you need is your tire change. And the mechanic says, but you also need a complete engine overhaul. And you go, all right, what's it going to cost? $3,000. Okay, I guess you got to do it. No, you go, I don't need an engine overhaul. Just change my tire so I can get out of here. But no one talks to their doctors like that.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Ken O'Neill's website is transevolutionaryfitness.com if you want to learn more. So what do we want to talk about in the area of biomarkers? We know biomarkers are important. They help us gauge our success.
In this case, Biomarkers is the title of a book published in 1991, just a few years after Primordial or Paleolithic Prescription, The 10 Determinants of Aging You Can Control by Evans and Rosenberg. Ironically, they were doing research and directing the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Human Nutrition Center on Aging at Tufts University when they did this.
Wow.
And they began investigating in the late 80s the long-held contention that muscle wasting, which they renamed as sarcopenia, loss of flesh, poverty of flesh, the term comes from them, that muscle wasting is a normal condition of aging. And I've seen that in the New York Times in the last 3 years.
Well, and we could go long. I have to say something that you're talking about this just for a second. There was a newspaper article in USA Today that I have a copy of because I want to try to have the scientists on the show who are promoting myostatin inhibition for frailty, for the elderly.
Right. I've read about it, too.
Okay. Well, I communicated with Se Zhen Li, tried to get him on the show numerous times. Wonderful guy, but he wouldn't come on the show because he felt that my interest in myostatin was esoteric and not noble, which his is muscle wasting diseases and saving lives. But he still answered all my questions and always replied to my emails. And what we know about myostatin is that's important to this discussion is this. Number one, myostatin inhibition as an adult is different than myostatin inhibition from birth. Number one. Number two,
Myostatin must be suppressed a minimum of 90% and, quite frankly, 98% to see the type of muscular gains that we're looking for. And it must be suppressed continuously because once you stop suppressing it, the muscle downregulates again. Number three, the growth in adult muscle experienced from myostatin inhibition does not come along with a in concert gain in strength. And in fact, tactile strength of ligaments gets weaker. So the idea that they're going after myostatin inhibition for frailty and elderly is stupid to me. And in the article, it even says that they talks about mTOR upregulation. Well, guess what? High leucine protein sources, number one, easy for people to use. Number two, they talk about exercise, which is the gold standard for increasing muscle, but that's not an option. Eating more protein and exercising is not an option. We must go for drug modalities to create frailty. And I guarantee you, if they inhibit myostatin in elderly adults, not only the three things I just listed will come haunt them, but we still don't know what myostatin's effect on the adult heart is. So, okay, that was my rant for the show. There you go.
It's brilliant. I didn't know the full extent of that. It frankly provides more strength to the conclusion they draw. They draw their work is that their conclusion of their study was that muscle wasting is not a primary cause of aging.
Not a result of aging?
Is not a result of aging. Rather, muscle wasting is the primary cause of aging and metabolic syndrome onset.
Bingo.
This was 1991. What has been the impact of that on medical practice since?
Well, Ken, if you can figure out how to make money with this stuff, and I'm talking about the kind of money that the pharmaceutical industry is attracted to, there will be an impact. But until we figure out how to exploit people's finances with these, it's been said a billion times, there's no money in prevention. There's only money in treating disease.
Well, I'm counting on there being some money in it, or I just better hang up my hat.
Well, there is money in it from the standpoint of there are early adopters in every segment of life, and the early adopters who get the message, who understand that information and where you get your information is the new selection pressure. They are searching for answers, and they already see the problems with the current model. And those people are looking for answers. So that small group of people will flock to people like yourself, this show, and others who carry a sound message about avoiding disease and aging the way we did in ancestral populations. But the majority of the world today, I'm talking about the majority, I'm saying 90%, are not with this program. They are sick, they're getting sicker, and they are feeding this parasitic tendency of industry.
Yeah, and we're what Joel Barker calls paradigm pioneers.
Yeah.
We're out there establishing a new pathway, one that I think is essential to the illness is one thing. With it is the cost in human suffering to individuals, to families. Add to that the cost expressed in national economy. It's destroying us.
Yes, yes, I agree.
And it's blatantly dishonest because Williams, Evans and Rosenberg established very well and correctly the number one thing that you have to do to prevent sarcopenia, to slow down aging, to prevent metabolic syndrome is why I call the kind of training consultation I do. I don't call it physical culture anymore. I don't call it paleo. I call it evolutionary metabolic conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we're really doing. We're doing metabolic conditioning based on our evolutionary genetic makeup.
Right. 100,000 generations influenced, not the last 10.
So you know what their number one intervention is? Is strength training.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that.
And it's just a remarkable document. The book is still salient. There are 10 Determinants of Aging was published as a handout by Tufts. They're essentially reiterating traditional physical culture as robust physical activity conjoined with a nutrient-dense diet. What do you want to add to it? The kind of stuff you're doing with supplement manufacturers, appropriate supplementation to up the cumulative effect of epigenetic stimulation.
And that becomes even more critical if you're somebody who trains in extremes. And what I mean by extremes, those of us who lift heavy weights, who do sprinting, we train in extremes. Those are the benefits. Those can benefit those individuals. But to the average person, you may not need supplements if you're getting a good whole foods diet. And if you're a vegetarian, I applaud you. But be a lacto-vegan. Be a lacto-ovo-vegan. Be a pesha-vegan. Get your complete protein someplace. Don't tell me you're eating beans.
Well, Bill's lacto-ovo, though.
What's that?
Pearl.
Yeah, and so with the Hunza, one of the longest lived societies in the world. And Randy Roach tells me that's changed now because they're becoming westernized. But they've been lacto vegans since the beginning of time, and they live regularly to 115, 120 years old. So there's your we shouldn't be drinking milk argument down the drain.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The other point I want to make is when people go on to an exercise program, they really need to be advised that it's progressive. If they want to optimize genetic performance, it's not what they can master in 3 months and then just stay on maintenance. If they really want to go full bore in terms of life extension and other benefits, they're going to be progressing for years.
Right. Well, think of it. I always use the terminology of money as an analogy when we talk about muscle. You know, muscle is metabolic currency, so get into the gym and make a deposit today. You don't go, I'm going to start saving money. And you save $100 and you go, okay, I'm done. And if I take a few bucks out, I'm just going to put a few bucks back. I'm just going to keep it up. No, you try to continue to progress your wealth by extending the goal out from wherever it is you are now. You don't go, oh, once I get $200, I'm done.
You're building vital reserves. It's like an IRA that's limitless.
Right. Right. And when all your friends, and unfortunately some of our family members who don't understand this message, are relegated to institutions where someone is changing their diaper or feeding them because they can no longer do that, you will be still active, and you will still be living your life. This is not about living forever. We can't live forever, at least not with current understanding of physiology. But we can absolutely be active and thriving till the day we draw our last breath. That's for sure.
Evans and Rosenberg have diagrams. They talk about people experiencing slow onset of sarcopenia leading to life in what they call a disability zone. And the disability zone is a slow, steady degradation of vital capacities, you know, leading to life in a walker, then maybe a cane, then walker, then wheelchair, and then whatever comes after that.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't
have to be that way. Very unappealing picture.
Doesn't have to be that way.
Well,
that's why if you ask most people today, would you like to live longer? They say no, because the end of their lives is misery.
Yeah. Well, that's standard. That's normal.
Yeah. We only have a few minutes. Do we want to wrap this up and kind of just recover the, or go over the 30-day challenge for those who haven't gotten it at the beginning of the show?
Let's do it.
Okay. So there's a 30-day mindfulness challenge, and there's a spot at our forum on Anabolic Minds. If you go to superhumanradio.com and click the forum link, you'll see a thread that says Trans Evolutionary Radio 30-Day Mindfulness Challenge. We're asking people to try something for 30 days. It's very simple. It was identified at the beginning of the show. So go back if you're listening to the podcast or you're tuning in live late, go back and get the podcast and listen to it. It's very easy. It's so easy, it's ridiculous. If you can't do this, you're really, I don't know what. Anybody should be able to do this. You should be able to teach your 5-year-olds to do this. Okay?
Well, in fact, you should.
Yeah. You just need to do it for 30 days and you'll start seeing changes. And the next shows, Ken will also give you other opportunities to use this mindfulness approach in other ways. So instead of just sitting still,
we're going to build on it.
Yeah.
We're going to build a series of mindfulness movements, if you will. It's just like when you go to the gym and you get a break-in program for the first week to kind of get you over the soreness and learn the moves, and then we start piling more on.
Right.
And in this case, we're going to be piling on applications for sitting, moving, standing, and finally laying down.
That's going to be exciting. And anybody can do this, so everybody should try this. It will improve your life. Even if it's 1%, it will improve your life. Ken, thanks for all you do and for being on the show today.
Thanks for another good session, Carl.
Yeah, and I want to also thank Dr. Carl Nadolski. Go to superhumanradio.com, look in the Carl Recommends area, and click the Leaner Living link to learn more about their Glycosolve product. It's a fantastic berberine supplement. We'll see you tomorrow with Casual Friday. Thank you for listening. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000-plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.